Good morning. Thanks for tuning in. It's nice to be able to report that on a Friday we're going to kick off with a pretty decent gain. The futures ended not far off the best levels of the after-hour session in terms of the SPY. It was up by around 0.7%, and that was a reflection of what was an equally solid finish as far as US markets were concerned. For example, the S&P 500 up by 1.7% last night. It's now only 2% away from record highs, and it's the improvement that we saw last night was the best since May of this year. So the experience that we had in European trade as well, equally good. The German DAX was up by around 1.4%. So there are a couple of factors that conspired together to allow buyers to make this impression. It turned around equally economic news and corporate news last night, particularly out of the United States. So the thing that you'll see in the US is that producer price inflation figures came in below the market's expectations. And in fact, it was the smallest increase in monthly terms this year. So that kind of flies in the face of what we are seeing in anecdotal terms around the place when it comes to what might translate to higher producer inflation figures down the line. For example, throughout the Northern Hemisphere, particularly in Europe, what you are seeing is metals producers rationing their electricity supply when it comes to production. So they're basically trying to make the best of what is a challenging situation when it comes to the electricity picture. And that is meaning that they are limiting output. And that's a factor that is pushing metals prices higher. So when you look at the London Metals Exchange, there are any number of examples there where metals are at multi-year highs. So obviously, if these prices are sustained over the course of the medium term, that's going to translate to higher producer prices down the track. So whilst last month's figures are a reprieve, it certainly doesn't mean that it'd be something that you'd be hanging your hat on. So that's something to keep front of mind as we navigate through the months and quarters ahead. The other thing that stood out as well, the number of people claiming unemployment benefits for the first time, initial claims in the US, that fell to a new pandemic low. So that was good. But really, the horsepower for the gains for the US stocks in particular came from the company earnings that we've seen. So it wasn't only from your marquee financial names like Citigroup, Wells Fargo, and Bank of America. There was also a range of other organizations. Walgreens, for example, it's a bit like Chemist Warehouse locally. That had some good numbers, and there are other corporates which managed to chime in with some good numbers. So to kick off the US company reporting season in encouraging fashion like this over the course of the last couple of days is giving investors some hope as well, because it's one thing to be dealing with higher input costs, as we've just spoken about with the metals prices, but if you can absorb those higher costs, or at least have the ability to pass some of that on to the consumer, then that is not an entirely bad thing at all, and that just helps to put investors' minds at ease. But these are all things that are going to find a reckoning over the course of coming months and quarters, as I said. And so for the moment, investors are looking at this from a glass half full perspective. Also helping things a little bit at the margins was the fact that we saw long-term interest rates fall a little bit. So a 10-year Treasury note down in yield terms overnight, helped by those better inflation numbers. So today, in local terms, it really will be about whether or not we can take those inputs from the Northern Hemisphere and whether or not they find traction in the local market today. So keep an eye on those miners. They did quite well in London trade, for example. BHP and Rio were each up by around 3%. So that was a good outcome. You could actually get a little bit of a tailwind for the banks locally, given what we saw in the Northern Hemisphere as well. So the Aussie dollar is a good example of how these higher commodity prices are coming home to roost in the local picture. It's pushed the Aussie back above 74 US cents.